the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today on this beautiful day. We ask for your wisdom and guidance so we may make decisions in the best interest of the citizens of Butler County. We ask for your protection and safe return of our men and women who are fighting for our freedoms in faraway lands. We ask for your blessing our new commissioner. May he receive satisfaction in the job that he is about to partake in. We ask this in your name. Amen. And with that prayer and blessing for you, Don, we want to welcome you to Butler County Commission. We welcome you back to the Butler County Commission, and know that you'll do an excellent job. And we're so very delighted to have you here, and I'm looking forward to working with you, and just very excited about it. And I know that you're taking the place of a commissioner who was, and I had the opportunity to take his place in the state legislature. And in the state legislature, he had the reputation of always making amendments, to putting an amendment on a bill, put an amendment on this, put an amendment on that. And when I got up to, after my swearing in, and gave my welcome and thank you, I told the Speaker of the House, I said, you know, I've got this overwhelming urge to make an amendment. And she said, well, we'll change that. You know, we'll fix that for you. The commission that you're taking the place of had an urge to give a lot of long speeches. And we'll correct you of that. Okay. No, you are filling the shoes of a commissioner who did an excellent job. And we also want to wish Mike the best. Don, on behalf of myself, welcome to the commission.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chuck?
I wholeheartedly agree. Obviously, Don, we're so excited to have you here, and I really look forward to working with you and getting some good things done. It's very exciting times for Butler County.
Yep. And on behalf of your staff, of which a lot's here, department heads and support staff, we're all very excited that you're here. I don't see Doug here, and I was going to tease Doug today because him and Mike and I are some of the oldies that have been around and worked with you a long time ago. And but we welcome you. This staff you have here is I'd hold them up against any in the country. Really, they do a great job, and I'm very proud of them. And the other thing I was going to mention was about Doug is for you guys to tease him about tomorrow is his 50th birthday. So I think we need to give him a little ribbon. But anyhow, Don, welcome. And we're all at your disposal, as we are with any of the commissioners, and we aim to please.
Thank you. Well, let me first say I'm really excited about being here and really excited about being able to work on this team with you and Greg and Chuck and myself. And I consider you all part of the team. And Doug and Mike and Derek, we were all here together, and that was another lifetime ago. But I guess if anything has proven out that we made a real wise decision when we hired you three. And you guys will continue to do the same. So I've worked with many of you. I know you all. I know your record, and I'm really pleased to be part of the team. If anything I can ever do to help you, my door's open. Just give me a holler. So I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
We do have someone who'd like to.
Why don't we do communications first?
All right. Under communication, and if department heads and staff would stick around for a few minutes afterwards, we'll talk a little bit. Approve minutes from the last meeting, approve travel and training, hire a CSCA investigator, also approve a CSCA employee promotion to legal secretary, amend a resolution under development, receive and refer bids for a Milford Township Community Center under job and family services, a number of pay adjustments for CSB personnel, receive and refer bids for a client vehicle repair, and advertise for bids for procurement of moving services. Under environmental services, approve the classification of wastewater operator 2 to wastewater operator 3, release 1-year maintenance bonds for Princeton, 747 Senator Extension and the Sanctuary Phase 1. Approve extension of water and sewer services to Harbor Town Village. Approve employee status change to an active pay status. Under engineer award contract for Barb's Way extension to W.G. Stang. Exchange of bond for Long Hunter Chase, Section 21. Award contracts for traffic signal installation and bridge replacement. Receive and refer bids for north paving of various township roads and intersection upgrade. Approve reimbursement under miscellaneous for a workforce meeting and accept STNA resignation under the county home. And that's all the communications.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to address commission at this time? Yes. If you could state your name and address, that'd be great.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning. Congratulations,
good
Mr.
Morning.
Dixon.
Thank you.
My name is Chuck Ramage. I live at 1249 Stephanie Drive here in Hamilton. I would like to just very briefly make a statement about the Children's Services appointment that is coming up. It has been reported in the press that the appointment will be made of the director's position of Children's Services. I would like to know if you have a job description written for that very important leadership role. I would also like to know if you're advertising that position and where you can get a copy of that job description. My next question pertains to a person that has been touted in the press as being the individual that is going to be hired for that position. I would like to know, what are his qualifications? Does he have a degree in social work? Does he have experience handling a large number of employees? And before an appointment is made, I would like to give you this to think about. Whatever you do, remember, you are making a decision that affects the lives of hundreds of children in Butler County. You as commissioners have to ask yourself this very important question. Is the decision I make in the best interest of the children of Butler County? Thank you very much.
Chuck, just before you go, you asked some questions. The job is posted. There is a description. You can get a copy upstairs.
Atlanta can get you one.
Get you a copy of the description. And as to your last question about the job qualifications, I don't think we've received any applications as of yet, so can't answer that last question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anyone else like to address commission at this time? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's too easy.